On and on, northwards flew Andrognia, the Phoenix King silent and resolute upon the dragon's back. They glided over barren lands, bounded to the east by sheer-sided peaks, bordered to the west by crashing sea. Withered heath and wide marshes broke the rocky landscape, the foothills covered with desolate moorlands, the rivers cold and rimmed with ice. Neither rider nor mount had known rest for many days, but Andrognir flew on with steady beats of his wings. Anarion dared not close his eyes, lest some new obstacle assail him. The cold air became harsher still, Andrognir's great breaths each a billowing cloud that swirled in the wake of his wings. Anarion's bones ached, and his eyes were rimed with frost, but he kept his grip firm on the saddle horn, even as he shook icicles from his long hair. The Phoenix King heard whispers, faint and distant, and thought himself in a waking dream. Male and female, high and low, the voices urged him to turn back, ever sought to turn him from his quest. With each new entreaty or threat, his resolve hardened further, until his heart was an icy stone. Coldness without and coldness within, the Phoenix King fixed his eyes upon the north and urged Andrognir to stay strong. As they neared the northern coast of Ulthuan, all ahead of them was swathed with dark, rumbling clouds. From east to west, the storm obscured all. Beneath the crashes and flashes, the seas were stirred to tremendous violence, smashing and flailing against the rocky shore. The clouds towered upwards to the edge of the sky, and there was no path except through them. Lightning crackled, dancing brilliantly across the high waves. The air reverberated with thunder, shaking Anarion in his armor. The wind became a fierce gale that whipped the breath from the Phoenix King's lips. Anarion leaned low and slapped an encouraging hand to Andrognir's thick neck. He raised his voice above the howl of the wind.
The elements themselves would see us fail, my friend. This is the last, I'm sure of it. I have no doubts for your courage and tenacity, but have you the strength for this final obstacle?
Andrognir snorted with offense and backed up his wings so that the two stayed in place, barely buffeted by the strength of the wind. The dragon twisted his neck to look upon Anarion, eyes slitted against the gale.
You know better than to ask such questions, old ally. I would bear you to the moons and back if you wished it. It is a great storm, I grant you. But I have flown these skies for an age. Upon the fires of volcanoes I have soared, and into the icy vastness of the north I ventured when I was young. I have crossed mountains and oceans and deserts, and you ask if I have the strength to compete with a simple storm?
Well said, my friend, and proudly put. I doubt not that we could fly around the world and back again if needed, and asked only out of courtesy. Storm or no storm, the Blighted Isle is near at hand, somewhere beneath that scowling sky. When we have dared its wrath and found our prize, we shall be afforded our much-earned rest.
Say not. If we succeed, there shall be no rest, nor respite. I know of this thing that you seek. This is a shard of death, splinter of the freezing void between stars, fang from the world serpent. You ask if I have the strength to bear you to its resting place, and I must ask if you have the strength to bear what you will find there. I heard the words of Kalimdor. This wicked thing you seek was not meant for the mortal realm. Its touch is a curse to its victims and its wielder. Its taint shall be in you forever, even past death. Is this truly what you seek?
Anarion did not reply for some time. He felt the thudding of his heart and the race of blood through his veins. All the whispering had gone, save for one sharp voice, a quiet siren song that called to him through the tumult of the storm. He thought of what he had to leave behind and saw that there was nothing. His land, his people, all would suffer for eternity if he did not do this thing.
My heart is hardened to it, and my mind set upon this course. If this weapon is to be the doom all claim, it shall be my doom alone. For my wife and children are dead, and with my passing its curse will carry on no longer. Let us doubt each other no more. Whatever fate awaits me, it cannot be delayed.
So Androgneus stiffened his wings and set his long neck and dived down towards the boiling storm. Wind howled, lightning flared, thunder growled. All was enveloping darkness, split by blinding brightness as Androgneus and Anarion plunged through the tempest. Despite the dragon's straining pinions, they were tossed about like a leaf on a breeze. Anarion leaned forwards and clasped his hands around Androgneus' neck, laying his cheek against his scaly hide as the wind threatened to tear the Phoenix King from his perch. A swell of air or rasp of lightning would set the pair to tumbling, until Androgneus righted himself with stentorian growls, his heart pounding so hard it shuddered through Anarion's body. As one, they dived down, a silver and gold streak in the blackness. The sea beneath foamed wildly, and Androgneus' wingtips skimmed the waves as he pulled out of the stoop, battered left and right by the swirling hurricane. Fiercer and fiercer grew the storm as they flew on, till Anarion's limbs shivered with the effort of his clinging. A mountainous wave surged out of the gloom, forcing Androgneus to climb swiftly. Lightning cracked, striking Anarion. For a moment, his whole body contorted. His fingers lost their grip, and he fell, tumbling from Androgneus' back towards the stormy seas below. With a cry of dismay, Androgneus folded a wing and turned sharply. He plummeted after the falling Phoenix King, fighting against the torrent of the storm that threatened to sweep both away. Anarion plunged into the steep waves, what little breath he had exploding from his body. Surf crashed over him, and his armor pulled him down. With a final effort, he splashed to the surface once more, filling his lungs with freezing air before sinking again, dragged down by the current. Androgneus hit the water like a meteor, wings furled, raising a great eruption of water. Eyes wide in the bubbling depths, he spied the glint of gold and turned and lunged awkwardly, a clawed foot closing around Anarion's spinning body. Legs pumping, churning a froth behind him, the dragon burst clear of the sea's clawing grip, wings snapping out to carry them back into the clouds. Turning around and about, the dragon knew not whether he flew north or south or east or west, but carried on as swift as he could, Anarion's limp form hanging in his grasp. Feeling no movement from his friend, he cast his gaze about, looking for some rock or promontory where he could set down for a moment. He spied an outcrop of black rock and turned towards it, skimming above the waves, every muscle and sinew in his enormous body a knot of agony. His breath coming in gasps, Androgneus crashed against the hard shore, shielding Anarion with his body. The sharp rocks shedding scales, tearing through the skin of his wings. Bloodied and limping, Androgneus righted himself and gently set Anarion down on a water-dappled rock shelf. Bending his head low, the dragon let out a breath across the Elven King. Stirred by the heat, Anarion heaved water from his lungs, body shuddering. Bleeding from dozens of wounds, Androgneus lay down beside the motionless elf and draped a wing across him, shielding the Phoenix King against the surf that sprayed from the wild sea. So it was that Anarion and Andrognia came to the Blighted Isle.